Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah Jack.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
And we have a lot of stories to get to this whole week. A lot of shit went down. So let's go. Let's start with the biggest news of the week. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson broke up. Manny Fontaine, what's your thoughts?
I had no idea that even happened. Yep. I don't think anybody cared.
They were moving really fast.
Who is Pete Davis? What did he do?
What is Pete Davidson is an SNL guy.
I wish Saturday Night Live was off air anyway.
Yo, they only got one joke, and it's to make fun of Trump. I said, do y'all have any other jokes y'all can do? Anything?
They weekly updates, the only thing I watch it for.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't just spin that off into a show.
Who broke up with who? Do you know?
They say it's mutual.
Broke up with whom?
They say it's mutual, you know.
That's always somebody.
Basically, knew it was almost over because Eve is always like, man, I can't believe I'm living with her and she's got this nice house. He knew. He kind of knew.
So who's the problem, though? Is it Ariana Grande? We've seen her six relationships, right?
No, her, Pete Davidson, Mac Miller, Big Sean, right?
That's three.
Well, Mac Miller had his issues. We don't know about Big Sean. We don't know about Pete Davidson.
So are we blaming her, though, now? Or are we?
No.
She just had a song on her album called Pete Davidson.
She said he had big dick energy.
Who is Pete Davidson, though? I don't even know who this guy is.
Is he a black guy?
No.
Oh, he's white?
Yeah. She said he had big dick energy?
Yeah, man.
She said that on the song.
No, she had tweeted it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I never listened to
that. What does that mean, though?
I mean, he's got a big dick and the energy it brings.
Like dudes who don't really have much, but they got this confidence about them, they may have a big dick. That's big dick energy.
Yeah.
She said this before she started going out with him? Or
no, this was over the summer.
Oh, man, I'm so confused by this shit. How do y'all know this shit? Like,
we have to.
Yeah, there you go.
But is she saying he has big dick energy because he doesn't or because he does?
It's up to you to know.
I don't really care. But I mean,
ask him. You ask him. He cared. Tweet him, man.
I don't give a fuck. But I don't know. Is Ariana Grande the problem? That's what I think, though.
I don't care. She has bad luck with doing songs or naming songs after guys she dates.
You know what the problem is with?
She did a song with Big Sean.
You know what the problem is with Ariana Grande? She falls in love too fast with the wrong guys, I think.
Yeah. Oh, did you see Nick Cannon told us why Mariah Carey has beef with Ariana Grande?
Okay, why?
Because this media started labeling Ariana Grande as the next Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he said Mariah took issue with that. Like, what do you mean the next? I'm the one and blah, blah, blah. And he did say it wasn't Ariana Grande's fault, but he believes that's the reason why. You know, Mariah Carey.
John, you didn't break any news there.
Everybody was saying Nick Cannon confirmed it. That's what I'm saying. I said Nick Cannon is saying this is
that was a waste. Jonathan, you've been watching too much reality TV.
All right, man. All right.
To give us that. Like, I thought he was really about to break something down. Like, so Ariana Grande came over to the crib. Mm-hmm. Mariah Carey stopped the shit out of her. And that's where
Mariah
the beef
Carey's
started.
Group is called Lambs. And she looked like Little Bo Peep. And that's why they got beef.
Bro. Yeah, that was horrible.
Who watched the shop?
Another episode came on now?
The one with Drake?
I haven't seen it.
Yo, we need your parents' password.
I'll give it to you. I told John that I was going to send it to him, and he was, no, we don't need to know. Don't worry about it.
Game of Thrones.
we might just put it in now.
I'm going to send y'all the picture as soon as I get to the car. My phone's charging up.
All right, so he got on. He went up. Oh, the shop is dope. That was the first episode I've ever seen. It had a, I don't know how to pronounce that dude. Or the Lupe.
How many episodes are there
this
now?
This is the second one.
Yeah, but I was mad about that because why isn't that a weekly or a weekly thing?
Like, I like it. I like how it is. It's just like, yo, it shows up when it shows up. Ben Simmons, Mo Bamba, and Ellen, the WNBA player. She was cool too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, she's 6'5". This white woman was 6'5". And I was like, what the hell? Her dad was 6'6", and her mom was 6'2". And then I had to look her up. I said, who the heck is this girl? And they said that when she was getting tall, the doctor was going to give her injections to stunt her growth. Her mom was like, no, you ain't doing that. By the time she was in eighth grade, she was 6 feet. And she married a woman. The woman seemed, well, of course, the woman got to be short. But I was like, oh, good for her. But she was on there.
My God. If Melissa got to 6 feet tall, I'd be like.
Well, Melissa's already, she's in seventh grade, right? Yeah. Okay. She's 5'9", maybe 5'9". A little under 5'10". But that was crazy too. Like in eighth grade, that girl, she shot up another 5 inches. So if Melissa shoots up another 5 inches, she'd be
what? It could happen.
6'3"?
Yeah, she'll be 6'3".
All right, so
John says because we gave her Baconators when she was four. Because Melissa has a size 11 foot.
Oh, she moved up now?
Yeah, those Converse are a size 11.
Dang.
She don't tell her she ain't getting none of them. Size 11 in girls?
Women yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, woman, yeah.
Well, I thought it was size 9 in guys. So she ain't wearing none of my shoes out. Like,
yeah.
All right, so Drake showed up. And as soon as he got there, the rest of the Ben Simmons and I forgot the dude's name. He played for the Pacers. He's dope. And he played for the Maggots. And he dates Brianna Brown. What's the brown skin chocolate model? Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Forgot her name. Bria Miles. I think that's her name. Anyway, so they all leave. And then Drake, they get to talking about fathers and their lives. And because Maverick Carter brought up his dad loves March 14th. I think that's the name of the song where Drake talks about the kid. And they talk about being raised. And Drake gets into his son. And Drake shows a picture of his son. Not to us. But he shows. But it was dope to watch because Drake was happy. He was like, oh, I got to show you a picture. Look at him. And they was like, oh, they was like, man, look at these blue eyes. His son has these blue eyes or whatever. He's like, yeah, I already got him in the pool. He's shooting hoops. As soon as he's tall enough, I'm going to bring it over to you, LeBron. So you can, he's like, I'm cool with it. And it's, you know what I like about the shop, not to get into the Drake thing? It shows the other side of athletes because so many people are just like, yo, all they do is hoop. All they do is play football. And then you see, no, these dudes are real people too. They go through and they have these thoughts. And just to see LeBron just talk regular, right? So then Drake goes into talking about Kanye. And he said, Kanye hit me up talking about how he wanted me to work on some music or he wanted to help me. Let me get it right. Cause I have.
Oh my gosh, Jonathan. This is something that Jonathan should have told us to watch, Sarah. But yeah,
it was all over everything.
No, whatever, John. You watch it by yourself.
They was listening to clips. Man,
fuck you.
How do y'all not?
I don't care.
Sarah knew about it anyway. She just didn't watch it. But Sarah knew about it yesterday. All right. So yeah. So Kanye texted about coming to Wyoming. He said 40 goes to Wyoming first. 40 says, "Lo, something is off." Drake goes anywhere. Anyway. I said, that's the white side of Drake. That's a horror movie. You're like, yo, you tell me something's off. Maybe if I tell you, get to someone and say, yo, the vibe is off. I'm going to be like, all right, how long you going to be there? Because I'm not showing up. Yeah. Let me get out of there. So Drake claimed that all his time in Wyoming was spent on helping Kanye, right? And then Drake tells Kanye that the release date of the album, and all of a sudden when he leaves, Kanye start making music. And all his release dates are in June. So remember, as Kanye's like, oh, I'm sorry for stepping on your release date. I was just in work mode and blah, blah. He said he was supposed to get, he said he played him Lift Yourself and he was supposed to have that beat. And then Kanye came out with Poopity Scoop and he's like, this dude is trolling. Now I was mad. Either it was edited out or Maverick or LeBron didn't say, was that the real beat or did your version sound different or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then he said, before he drops Lift Yourself, Kanye texted him, I love you, bro. Just out the blue. And then he drops Lift Yourself. And then he said, I told Kanye everything. I told Kanye about my kid. I told Kanye about Adidas. I told Kanye about me and my mom, my baby mama having problems. And we're going back and forth. And then all of a sudden, Pusha has it. And he said it was a great move. He said,
no, he also talked about when he went to release his album. And then Kanye West released all those dates.
So he said when it came to Pusha T, he said it was a great chess move because he said either I had to fall back or just go out of character. And he said that I was not happy with the stuff I wrote, which was weird because it contradicts. He said, because remember the thing was Prince Jay told him don't release anything. He said he didn't want to. And he even texted LeBron. He said, would you be upset if I didn't go back and forth with him? And he's like, you can never disappoint me. You know, you're my brother. It's cool. I understand. You know, as a hip hop dude, I want you to go back and forth. But he said, I didn't like the things I was saying, especially about Pusha T, like the stuff he had found out about Pusha T. He was saying this and the other guy, which is Kanye. He's like, I was really going to go hard on him. And the way he came across, it seemed as if they never going to go back to being cool. He's like, dude, fuck you. You was really.
They shouldn't though. Like, do we feel like they should?
No.
They should be.
And then thank you for that, Kanye, because after the Pusha songs, the Pusha diss, he went back and made Nonstop, In My Feelings, Mob Ties, and a couple other songs. And those are some of the best damn songs
Yeah, yeah.
On that album. So that motivated his ass to get back in. He's like, I did respond in a different way. And then he made up with Chris Brown. That happened this weekend. Last night, we were recording this on a Sunday, he brought LeBron on stage.
Yeah, you saw that video?
Sycamore is my song.
That's the first time I wanted to like go to a Drake concert. Like, that energy, like, well, seeing Travis the video, Scott, you was just like,
yo, you know what I said, this is the greatest Nike commercial ever.
It was
Travis
crazy.
Scott got the Jordan, Cactus Jack Jordans, LeBron's with Nike, Drake checks over stripes. I said, man, Nike, yeah, y'all need to put this and put
just that video looked so hyped. Like, I was like, dang, I really want to go to Drake concert. And I ain't never felt like going to a Drake concert.
Well, you missed your chance because he came here in August.
Yeah, he came here.
I mean, he'll be back.
What is it? He'll be back.
I don't think he's coming back. They already canceled 3 shows.
Well, I know he canceled the Miami one, said he was sick. But man, Chicago was a good one because that's when he dissed Kanye and the crowd didn't know how to act.
No, he canceled like his Salt Lake show and 2 others last week. So why he canceling show?
Maybe because of the babies. He's just happy about the baby.
Got to hear the son shooting. So check out that episode of The Shop. Pretty good. I didn't see the first one, but I heard the first one's good too.
You need to stop. You think that these men with kids be trying to stop their bag and their paper?
Yeah, sometimes your child loves.
Sarah not going.
Wow. Nah. Has she?
Sarah was disrespectful the other day. We was watching Black-ish. Spoiler alert for Black-ish last season. They have this storyline where Dre and Rainbow break up.
I don't know. I know the character.
Okay. And then he goes and get his own apartment and he leases it. And Sarah says, I forgot what we led it to, but I said something about, you know, I can't afford my own place or something like that. And Sarah said, you don't have to get it that big because you don't have any kids. And Melissa said, hey, like,
what about me?
Yeah,
like, listen, she's like, you don't have any kids.
That's good.
Oh man,
I'm happy about that. That's dope.
So let's go from Drake to Kanye. I realize,
is this week in Kanye?
No,
no,
because I'm over This Week in Kanye. But he did something that I guess we have to discuss. I realize Kanye fans and Trump fans are the same people.
Hey,
no, listen to me. This is where I'm on the sun. This,
are you a Kanye fan?
No, not anymore.
But yeah, okay. Now this is why I think that if you're not a Trump fan or you're indifferent on Trump, there's a lot of things that he's done in the past 2 years that he's been in office, and even before that, that you'd be like, I can't believe people still support that, right? And then he'll do something new. Let's say he'll do something this week, and people be like, that's it. And then you'll sit there and be like, wait, so the separating of families, the grabbing the pussy, the making fun of the journalists, all that, or, you know, that was the good people on both sides. That wasn't it. This is the final straw. I saw a lot of people say, I'm done with Kanye now. What? You were still holding out hope that Kanye? And listen, I'll be the first to admit, I thought the cleaning up with Kanye tour was going good. I thought the Hell's Chicken was going to get him where he needed to be.
No, I definitely didn't think that. I don't care about him coming to Chicago. But I didn't care about none of that. Yo, I'm tired of hearing. What did I say? If Kanye wants me to like him, he needs to shut up.
Shut up.
I don't know why we even give him time. Like,
but he went
but
up,
to see, yeah.
He went up there in the, he did. He just like, I love this guy.
Did you see his outfit? Why do you wear that outfit?
Yeezy season 7, maybe.
Looks,
I don't know.
It looks like a Get Out outfit. Like the dude who was the landscaper. Like,
or the guy who was running.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That dude, like, why? But why would you wear that? Because that's what we felt, when we saw him. I'm like, why is he?
He made no sense while he was there. I couldn't do I'm with her because it didn't make me feel like I can go throw football with my son. And I look at Trump as a father figure. And I was so disappointed in the hip hop community this week when they was like, yeah, you know, because Kanye never really talked about his father. I said, he talked about his father on Graduation. You're a champion.
Yeah, no, I think that's what his dad a lot.
Yeah. So I was like, that was in your dad just beat cancer. How is Trump a father figure to you? Yo, you inspired me to go to Adidas. What? You said you went to Adidas because Nike was not cutting the check. You said nothing about...
Oh, yeah, he didn't have any creative control at Nike.
Yeah, he's like, man, there was...
John's so mad. He's squeaking right now. John.
I was... Because it didn't make any sense.
What are you doing?
Because when he left for Adidas, that's before Trump even ran. He could have called out Trump then. He could have said, yo, because Trump was just a reality star. He could have said, yo, I like the way Trump makes moves on Apprentice, so he inspired me. Now look, he's in the office, you want to say
I could totally understand why John is upset, because I thought about this the other day. Because I have a ticket from back in 2004 when I went to go see Kanye West at the House of Blues. That ticket was $40. And I remember I went to go see him. And I remember the next night they had added a show. And I looked at my friend. I said, man, we got to go back. That show was so lit. It was like a house party at the House of Blues. And he was just giving back. And then like a year after that, he did a free show at the House of Blues. And, you know, I seen him with Watch the Throne. Like, it's like a downward spiral.
Yeah, you went to that concert by yourself.
Yeah, I went to that. I went to that by myself.
I was like, what?
Yeah, but I told you why I went to that by myself. Because Kanye West had one of the best hip-hop concerts in the history of hip-hop concerts. I was glow in the dark. Everyone who went goodness. To that. Everyone who went to that.
Everybody talks about it.
But I had heard it on the radio, too. Like, if you have not seen this show, you got to go see it. And now I can't even support this man. Like, this is not the guy who was repping Chicago 15 years ago. This is like a whole new entity. Then someone just like put on my message board, like, do y'all think it's weird that Kanye West and Stacey Dash did a video together?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Congratulations. Stacey Dash just got married. I saw that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
To
whom? Some dude who pretended to be a fake representative on Twitter. So it works out. And they don't even live together, according to this news. One lives in LA, one lives in Florida. Whatever. I don't know. Would you guys agree that the worst thing to happen to Kanye West was his mom dying? But that was the best thing for fans. Meaning, listen, I think this is the real Kanye. I think this is him. He can't go back to the other. We're now seeing the real Kanye. And you ever hear when people say, I like the fact that Trump is in office because now we get to see who the real racists are, don't hide that shit in front of me. Maybe Kanye was just faking that shit. Maybe he thought, yo, the Black Power movement, that's going to get me in there. Plus my mom is about that. Maybe he never believed that shit.
I would say that. I mean, I guess, but I wouldn't word it like you worded it.
No, but the messed up thing is that he was like, they asked about the George Bush comment.
Oh my God.
And he said that I was in a welfare state of mind.
Yeah, I was a victim. Yeah, he said that. And then he also said, you know, the thing about Black people is we got to stop killing each other.
Oh my goodness.
And I said, Kanye sounds like he watched a YouTube video.
No,
YouTube
I think videos. Where Kanye messed up is that he said that he didn't like Obama because Obama didn't do nothing for Chicago. And then people started calling him out like, well, what did you do for Chicago and all this other stuff? And then he's like, oh shit, you know, I got to eat my words. So I'm going to go back to Chicago and act like I'm giving back. Yeah. And all this other stuff. But he probably ain't going to give back.
But here's the thing about Kanye.
He probably ain't even bought a house.
Here's the thing about Kanye and Obama. Kanye is not the only Black rapper who had words for Obama. Remember Lupe Fiasco called him a terrorist. J. Cole constantly called out Obama. And then to the point where he kept taking songs about it. And then it was in between albums. He dropped the conversation. And then he talked about how he actually had a one-on-one conversation with Obama. He understood. And I don't know if that meant he understood why Obama couldn't do what he could, or whatever, he reached an understanding. He was like, okay, I kind of get it.
I don't understand what anybody expects from Obama.
Or any president.
Yeah, truthfully. But I think we thought that the Black...
Yo, it's egotistical. I got my house under Obama. I can't complain about that.
It's egotistical. It's almost like the same people who evangelicals who believe the world is going to end during your lifetime. You want to be the last generation. Yeah. A lot of people believe, yo, Black president, he about to do what? And it's also blindsided because there's been tons of the majority have been white presidents. It's not like all white people are just living a great life.
Or that they hate all Black people. Like, that's not the case. So therefore, if somebody couldn't come in there and help us, no Black president is going to help.
I think no president.
Any president. Like, we got to...
It's not your president. It's like John says, he's like, y'all got to start... looking at y'all state representatives, y'all local people.
And it sucks. Aldermen, and here's the thing about life. And we don't get into this. It sucks. When you see the police officers killing young Black men, I believe that sheriffs are voted on.
They are.
Nobody said that. Because I know it's nothing you don't want to hear, but it's just because I never want to be a mayor or something and say, yo, it's your fault because you guys voted on this sheriff who doesn't. But that should have always been explained to say, yo, you got to go out and vote, because partially some of this is our fault as a collective of we're ignorant to politics. And this is what I mean. I was saying this on Equal Opposites. If Kanye West has said the Detroit Lions are going to win the Super Bowl, nobody would have gave a fuck. He wouldn't have been on Fox News in the, I mean, not Fox, Fox NFL in the morning or CBS Sports or ESPN, because it's like, what is your fucking background? You don't know sports. He says Trump is doing great. They invite him to the White House. He doesn't know politics. He doesn't know policy. He knows
Donald
nothing.
Trump doesn't know politics. We don't care about that anymore.
But I was just saying, the fact that Fox News runs with that, and then when Taylor Swift.
Fox News is so trash. Yeah,
when Taylor Swift makes a political stance, she's uninformed. She does, and even though, and here's the thing, whether you agree or disagree with Taylor Swift, she said, vote along your moral values. I'm going to support two candidates in Tennessee. That's very important. She didn't support the Democratic Party. They happen to be Democratic candidates who are fighting for equality against racial, gender, and sexuality lines. That's it. And instead of the right saying, yo, she's misinformed, but instead of saying misinformed, they could have said, well, this is what she's wrong, because this is what the Republicans have done for LGBT. This is what Republicans, they didn't have none of that. They just said, I don't think she wrote it by herself. They said, she should stick to singing. But I was like, but Kanye should stick to rap because he's with you. I don't like any of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's just like the news reporters saying that LeBron should shut up and dribble.
Yeah, but if LeBron had came out and said he loved, what's her name? Laura Ingram would have been all over it. If he loved Trump, she'd have been all over for it.
Yeah, that's the dynamics we live in now. So
I wish people were smart to be like, man, I honestly, I really wish that Kanye was the guy who, instead of falling into that YouTube hole, started watching the Martin Luther King conspiracies and the reason they said he was killed is because he realized it wasn't right and left. It was classism. And the middle class and the lower classes were getting shitted on. If you brought all them together and realized, like, neither one of these parties have your best interests at hand, he could have changed the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still classism now, because you think that if Kanye was a poor black man, he'd be able to go talk to Trump?
Nope.
You think if Kim Kardashian was a poor Armenian woman, she'd be able to talk to Trump and free
You think if Lil Durk did this shit, it'd be...
Basically,
the White House.
Since we on Chicago rappers, let's get to Vic Mensa. Yeah, we now heard the bar.
Man, the girls on my message were loved in some Vic Mensa. No matter how stupid he sound,
Vic Mensa is really going into Azealia Banks territory, where we only talk about him when he's doing something bad and not the music.
He's just
these Geminis are fucking it up for people. Yeah. Trump, Kanye, Azealia, Vic Mensa.
Yo, I love the Azealia versus Lana Del Rey. Oh man, I'm so glad that Lana Del Rey said, "I would not." What she said? I would not fuck you up.
Yeah, she said, "Don't think I will not fuck you up."
She said,
"You know the address. Pull up."
Yeah.
Oh,
that's Gemini on Gemini.
So, no, that's black witchcraft on white witchcraft.
Yeah. Lady Way is very strange. She's cool.
Yeah, she is. Her music is crazy.
Yeah. We did one of her albums. So
yeah, we did.
Vic Mensa had a line for XXXTentacion, right? And I understand when people were saying, this is what I understand about people. I understand that Vic coming at X looks crazy because X is dead. Right. But then I heard people say he said this while he was alive. Fine. I don't know if the freestyle is the place. I don't care. Eminem took the place for the Trump thing at the BET cipher. Right. My thing is, I agree when people say, well, why X? There's ton of rappers. There's who either did this or alleged to do this. So Big Pun, Biggie, Dre, Fab, Joe, like. So why are you not against everybody? Why is it against X? Did you feel he wasn't worthy of the accolades he got?
He said that though. He said it was towards everything though. He just used his name in the bar.
Yo, real talk. I heard Vic Mensa assaulted his ex girlfriend.
Yep. Yeah, we reviewed the album. We talked about it on the song.
Okay. Yeah. So who's he to talk?
Well, he got to be the one to talk. I mean, if you've done it and you realize you were wrong for doing it, don't you want to hear from somebody? You want to hear somebody who did it. I don't want to hear from somebody who's never did it. I mean, I do too. But it might sound better coming from somebody who's actually messed up and be like, look, I know I was wrong. Don't do this.
I don't know.
Because I'm the guy who just, you know, messages right is right. Here's what I do agree with him about. The legend status of XXXTentacion after he died. This week, the AMAs happened. He won for best pop and R&B. He's getting an award at the BET Awards, and this is no fault of his own. I don't like the fact that now that he's dead, these award shows want to honor him. You had an AMA, you had a BET Hip Hops, and you had a BET Awards while he was alive, and he dropped 17. You guys did not care. But now that he's dead.
That was good, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said, 17. Now that he's dead and the allegations can't go, oh, yeah, we're going to honor him now. Fuck you. You're just trying to get those hits and those clicks now. You didn't care about him.
Yeah, but yeah. People did talk about his album being good when all this controversy was going on.
He wasn't nominated. He wasn't asked to perform anywhere. But now that he's dead, okay, he's safe. We can do it. I think that's they're wrong. I'm not saying
he's
wrong.
Well, that's the thing. He's safer now. Like, he had a lot of problems when he was alive. Like, he got attacked at one of his own concerts.
Yeah, I remember. That's when he was standing. There was a great picture of XXXTentacion standing looking like Kid Boo.
Yeah, I like that.
That was a dope ass picture. But we'll watch it. We'll watch it and discuss it afterwards. But it was a lot of controversy. And I wish Vic would just get to the music, man.
No, but it's too late for that too, man. He talks too much.
He said whoever want to fight me can fight me. Vic. And this girl on my message board was like, man, I would let him fight this pussy.
Why the
hell they like Vic Mensa?
Yes, they like Vic Mensa.
I don't know what
he
it is.
He started working out. He cut them dreads off. Girls is all over
big
him.
Big energy. Joe Budden is not going to be performing at the BET Cypher. They somebody retracted that story, so that's not happening.
People would love to hear it.
Yo, I made John watch the AMAs. He was so pissed.
Yeah, because I knew who won. She was mad that I was like, oh, Taylor Swift is there. She won. So that if you showed up, the same thing that we said about, yo, man, y'all complain about the Grammys. How come y'all don't go to the BET Awards? Nobody went to the AMA Awards unless you won an award or you performing. That's it. So
Cardi B won an award. Offset and Migos won an award
for pop rock group.
John, how do you feel about the Huncho? Oh, we're going.
So real quick, music. I'll tell you what I've listened to. I finished Dime Trap.
We need to figure out what we're going to tackle.
I finished. What I tell you? I finished
Usher
Belly.
Just came out. You listen to that?
Yes.
How was? Give us a quick take.
Man of the Trap. Whatever. What was Justin Timberlake's Man of the Woods? This is Man of the Trap.
So that's I like the trap feeling.
I don't want Usher sounding like Future or Young Thug.
It's too far.
Wait, you haven't heard any of it? You didn't watch the little video?
So much music came out.
No, you didn't watch that video I put in the group chat?
Yeah, I watched that video.
So you was like, I got your girl in the Ziploc.
I didn't think that was like the songs
those
on the album.
The songs in the album.
I don't know why I didn't think that. I thought these were just like just the rollout.
No. Look at your face.
They're all trap songs. It sound like they should be on Future album.
So is there anything you put on a playlist? Like,
no, not really. No, because even when they slow down for some crooning, the piano sounds a little bit off, and I was like, oh, what are we doing as Beethoven? But we'll get into it. I definitely want to do that. I want to do Belly because those are two short albums, so just easily we can do those. What else I listen to? I listen to Styles P and Davies. It's hard.
They
had a good chemistry. I was surprised about that. Haven't got to LMA yet. Haven't got to Quavo. I think Sarah finished Quavo though. I don't know how you can do 19 songs of one Migo. That's a lot. That's 19 songs a lot for the Migos.
Sometimes I don't think they should have went single. But hey,
I was thinking about that. It's me too. And there's no knock against Quavo, Takeoff, and Offset. I never think like that with groups. I'll never listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Was like, yo, Crazy Bone need to be by himself. I never listen to Wu Tang.
Even Big There's Boy. Nine Big of Boy them. Had a great album.
When I'm here a group, I just like, okay. I never looked at the clips and said, Malice could drop a solo and so could Pusha. They should. I was just like, no, they're a group. I never think that way. I don't think they're wrong, but that's not how my mind works. Cardi B talked about the fight with Nicki Minaj and how she got tired of talking to that chick and Nicki kept running off. She did say that she saw that Nicki had liked a tweet about her parenting. She was in, this is W Magazine, and her parenting skills. And she said, look, I would have made millions on that Bruno Mars tour and stopped, you know, stayed home for my child. So don't come for me in my parenting skills. And the reason she ran up on her at the fashion thing is she said, where else am I going to see her? At a grocery store or something like that. I was like, you would have saw her. I thought they were supposed to see each other at American Music Awards. That didn't happen.
What do you think about Offset coming at Joe Budden's?
I didn't like it because we sit up. I don't, that whole grown man shouldn't talk about women. Shut up. What are you talking about? You could talk about it a certain way. It like,
yeah, he didn't get disrespectful.
No, he said, yo, she shouldn't be fighting because you gotta cut that. And I was telling Sarah that. I said, the whole, when everybody says, yo, what you guys expect? Cardi B's a hood chick from the Bronx. Jay-Z's a hood dude from Marcy. All rappers, the majority of rappers are hood dudes. They just are. But when they act up, when XX and Tentacion act up, we didn't all say, yo, he's a 19-year-old kid from like Dade County or Florida, whatever part of Florida. We was just like, yo, you can't be doing that. I don't care how old you are. You just can't. So, no, I didn't. That was a funny part of the podcast where they talked about, it was at Barney's, not Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. I don't know when they're going to be able to go to Atlanta because it seems like there's always something going on. But
yeah, that sucks for them.
What else we got? Da-da-da, I don't care about this. We already talked about that. Oh, Fabulous got indicted. I'm hearing mixed things about that.
Indicted for what?
That, remember the video?
Oh, yeah.
With him and Emily. So the state's picking it up even though she's not pressing charges. I heard they got married.
Really?
That's a rumor that they got married. And I was like, y'all trying to pull this marriage thing now? And then I just seen a rumor today that said her father's going to testify for Fabulous. And I was like, oh, man, somebody must put some work in because that's when he was threatening. I thought the father would definitely testify against, but whatever. I don't, you know, good luck. Jim Jones got indicted. He's facing five felonies. He was in that car. Remember in Atlanta, he was in a car with these people and they led the cops in a chase and they had guns and prescription pills, but they didn't have a prescription for it. Nobody claimed it. All three got arrested. Now he's facing felony charges in Georgia.
Wow.
We're supposed to get the Dipset immunity, diplomatic immunity part two when they did a photo shoot for that. They got to hurry it up because Jim Jewels is facing a
I thought Jewels was going to be on one of Lil Wayne's songs.
They were supposed to have an album together.
So like that's the only way Jewels really get life. I mean, not saying he's not good. I'm just saying
he can lose that look.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think he's got a court in December. Nobody else listening to the albums this week? It was just quiet for y'all?
Nah, I haven't got around to that. I've listened to a couple old playlists. I mean, I work on playlists all the time.
Nope, I just listened to Quavo.
Was it jumping?
Did you like the Nicki Minaj diss or nah?
Is it Nicki Minaj is on there?
On track three. Okay. It's called Huncho Dreams, where he talked about he fucked her and skeeted on her face.
Let's play it after we get done.
He bought her Chanel bags, and that's when she was on Instagram acting up. She was happy that she was unboxing. He said he bought those bags. And everybody said, well, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek because Barbie Dreams was a joke. But I said, but the bags are real, so what part am I supposed to take as literal and what part is, you know, fake? I don't know. But he's dating Saweetie now, so hope we do this every week.
Saweetie?
Yeah, her name is Saweetie.
She looked like Dream Doll.
And Takeoff is dating Dream Doll. Could you imagine that? You and your guy dating two women who look like each other? And then that related, one's from Cali, one's from New York.
Wow.
Oh, man. All right. That's the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. All right. Tweet me at One and Only. Tweet Sarah at Kicks and Coffee. Maine at Manny Fontaine. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.